Mike Alessi, Paula, frustrating day for you?
Yeah, it was tough for sure, but like I said, it's been a tough season, so.
Just goes in line with that?
Yeah, it just goes along with it, but I like to talk about the positives. You know, I had a good start of the day. I was second fastest in practice, mm-hmm. Third fastest overall. Practice was good. My bike felt great, so I was really pumped on practice and felt like I had a lot of confidence going into the race, and I thought things were going to go good. Just bad races. I mean, second moto, I had a problem with my motorcycle, and I couldn't really successfully ride the motorcycle 100%, and came from dead last back to, I think, 21st or something. And it's just been that season, you know, where it's been tough, and I don't know how to turn it around, things around, even though it's over. I mean, I still don't know where I go from here.
Let's talk about the track. What'd you think, first time here?
Awesome. I thought the track was great. They did a great job making this, you know, a national level track in such short time. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a great turnout, a lot of people. And that's really good that they got that many people. Yeah. So
there was a lot of people here.
It means that they're doing something right and getting attracting all the people here.
What's your deal here? Australia in a month?
Yeah, I leave October 1st mm-hmm. for Australia and be there till December. So really use it as a testing, learning experience on the bike, get it ready for Supercross 2011. And really just, I mean, more than anything, learn the motorcycle and Supercross.
Obviously, big news, Roger DeCoster moving on to KTM. Thoughts on that? Early thoughts on that?
You know, Roger, he's got a lot of experience in winning championships, and he knows how to manage a team. He knows what he's doing, so I'm looking forward to working with him next year and seeing what we can do with the motorcycle and making it better.
Right. How was your vision all year? Superb?
My vision.
Your vision.
My X-Brand goggles.
That's what I'm talking about.
X-Brand goggles were great. Awesome. Never had any problems.
Did anything fall off that I ever did? Any problems?
No, you did a great job.
Fantastic. Good to hear.
Yeah. And the goggles are great themselves. So Anybody listening to this should go get some, because I honestly believe that they're one of the best goggles that I've ever used.
I was thinking that I know the goggles are great. I was thinking more like I might have effed something up at some point in the year, but apparently not.
No, you're good. You're solid. I'll make sure Rich Taylor doesn't do anything bad with you or say anything bad, because you got it all here on film now and on tape, so you're good.
And you love the mirrored lenses? You're the guy that run mirrored lenses all year. No one else did, but you do. You love that lens.
I love that lens. I don't know why, but, you know, like, I got a little bit, I don't know, I just love that lens or something. Something about that lens that I love. And, I don't know, everybody else is scared of using that lens or something. I don't know. I love it. It's good for me.
Well, cool, man. Like I said earlier in my Twitter, rough year for you. Very easily you could have packed it in many times. Ate a lot of roost all season, and I think you deserve some credit for what looked to me like you tried your best every time out.
Yeah, I mean, if there is a hard charger award, they should have gave it to me at every single race, because I was doing my best at every single race to stay with those guys. It's just disturbing the way that this season has gone for me. I mean, I'm not going to be negative anymore.
I'm trying to give you a positive. Well, charging hard.
Charging hard, right. Yeah.
Maybe this is the way the motocross gods get back at you for all those hole shots.
Maybe.
All right. I'm going to end this before you say something bad.
And cut.
Cut.